Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Yay, it's Tuesday on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, hello to ya. I'm Scott Spaziano, the Sandy Waters. Another nice sunrise. Looking good. You know, we complain and we get so weird about weather from January on. It's just like, now, here we are. It's like, it seems to, like, what's the word for it? Like, it's finally paying off.
Yes, the pain. You know? No gain, no pain, no pain, no gain, whatever.
No pain, no gain. We gained, baby. 66 degrees to start, 86 degrees to end today. With sunshine all day, then cloud up, maybe later on this afternoon, a thunderstorm will pop up. That's like normal for summer-like weather. It's more humidity works in, so there you go. So what's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. So the game last night, now I did not watch it. But whenever we get to this kind of, I mean, everybody's talking about the basketball, right?
NBA, oh, yeah. Yeah,
New York Knicks, yeah, finals, they were, yeah, right? This has been how many years? A gajillion years since they've been to this point,
like
or 15, something.
Right?
Yeah, yep. Something crazy. Anyhow, so I was intrigued this morning to find out if they won or not. And here we go. They're just playing the script so perfectly, aren't they?
You're talking about the Knicks, right?
And I said the Knicks, yeah.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Well, yeah, they lost last night, and that, you know, they won the first two, you know, away, in away games, which was amazing. So you figure you come back to New York, to Madison Square Garden, you got all these people all excited, and boom, you're going to get another victory.
Must and have no. been insane. It must have been insane in New York. Yeah. And plus, the president was there. President Trump was there. Mm-hmm. And now I can hear it now.
Oh, they're blaming
people,
him.
People, yep.
Yeah.
People are going to start blaming him, I'm sure.
If you see any videos today of during the national anthem, they showed the president, and he got a roaring round of applause.
So do you blame that, or do you think it's a script? Wait, somebody help me out here, because I don't know that much about basketball. Even though in high school, I loved basketball, religiously watched basketball.
Yeah, who's all your team?
Well, who's everybody your team? Like the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, the Bulls?
It was Michael Jordan era.
Oh, yeah, I was a Celtics fan.
Anyhow, I only liked basketball because I was trying to impress a kid. Beside the point. Oh, now I forgot my question that I was going to ask you.
Well, here's the deal. Like, if it ended last night, it would have been like, wah, wah. It's like there's nothing more exciting than seeing it go to the final game, right?
So you think they intentionally did this?
Oh, yes. Intentionally. No, they did not intentionally lose. But a lot of people that are making money on it are excited that they lost. Because there's money in every game, you know. The venue makes money. The commercials make money. And it's like, you know.
Somebody tell me, I overheard a conversation saying that something got leaked or something where it showed like the final game and who's going to win. Like it showed the Spurs winning. Somebody tell me what rumor I saw or heard, overheard.
Every time there's something like this comes out. Like to
the conspiracy theory. I believe it.
Like to make a conspiracy out of it, you know. Nah. How about the screw, the gas station screw thing, which is completely false.
What?
Somebody made up a conspiracy just for the heck of making it up.
Oh my
where
gosh,
they
what
take
is it?
A screw, an actual screw, like a wood screw, and they do something in the nozzle. It's your gas pump. So that when the next person goes to use it, you put it in there, then you wait, and then the person uses the gas pump. And when they put it back, it doesn't unlock their credit card, so you get to use theirs for free.
What?
But it's false. It's a hoax. It's not true.
This is why I hate social media, because anybody can post anything, and everybody's going to try it to see if it works.
You know how easy it is just to come up with some kind of conspiracy and then put it out there and everybody believes it? You know, so... There you go. That's the same thing about the game fixing thing.
Yeah, but they say that about the NFL too.
Right. And it's not true. You don't throw a game. I mean, there's so many moving parts.
You just explained how much money is tied to this.
I know. But they didn't lose it on purpose.
Well.
You know? I mean, you think San Antonio lost two times at home just for, like, just because they're going to make more money at it?
Yes.
No.
They already uncovered some shadiness happening. People being bought and players not performing at the level that they should. We already discovered that, right? Wasn't that college basketball? Was that only college basketball?
I don't know. It's
like, that was already uncovered.
Well, it's I have to uncover that it's almost 6. We got to take a pop. We'll be right back on 98.9 The Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy.
Yeah.
Hello, you. It's 99 The Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy. Welcome to Tuesday. It is the 9th of June, and I'm Scott Spezzano. There's Sandy Waters. Welcome. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us. We're going to see sunshiny skies here today for most of the day. That's going to cloud up and maybe overdevelop into a thunderstorm. About 86.
Okay, are you ready? The most joked about fashion trend is black people. If you do not like your feet, like me, you are going to love this.
I thought you were going to say, like, you know, like cargo shorts, but I guess not.
You still got to burn those.
I'm keeping them.
Sandals are back.
Oh, Jesus.
I love it. I love it so much.
You can only wear socks and sandals if you're hot. Because you get excused for it. Oh, look how
hot
beautiful.
Temperature or hot?
No, hot, good-looking, beautiful person.
You know, that's where my mind went to. You know, these young... When you're young, you can wear anything and it doesn't matter because you're young. And then when you're really old, it doesn't matter because you're a cute little old person.
Because you're old and you're going to die soon anyway.
Yeah, you rock it, whatever you want to wear.
It doesn't
it's
matter.
It's us. It's me. It's people my age. Us middle-aged people. We struggle with the fashion. It's hard to get dressed.
How, Oh, God, I got so many things going on in my head.
Who can rock this more, men or women?
Who can rock it more? No one.
The socks and sandals. Oh, my gosh, my daughter wears. She'll wear, like, the cutest little ankle socks with the little lace around. Like, you know, what we wore when we were 3. My 21-year-old wears those. And then she'll put these cute little heels on. I would never wear that, but it looks
like Dorothy.
So adorable on her.
Like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
That's exactly what she does. Yeah. And she looks like a doll. And I'm like, if I walked out of the house like that,
you can't.
As much as I want to.
Yeah, you can't.
I love my socks.
Sorry, dude. You're in like a, you're
the middle-aged person who struggles how
you have to
get dressed.
You have to rock, what do they call them now? Leggings, you know? That's your whole wardrobe. Mom clothes.
Oh, my gosh. It's not even, leggings are, whatever.
What? That's what you got to wear now.
Mom clothes.
Yeah.
It's not, no mom wants to say, oh, you got a mom haircut. Oh, you got mom clothes. That's not flattering. Do you want to be like, oh, yeah, you're wearing a dad outfit today?
Yeah, I am a dad.
You guys don't care about anything.
I'm kind of proud of it. I don't care. Today I'm wearing a gray t-shirt and black jeans. Matters. And I'm wearing a I don't know what this is, a shacket, short, what do they call these?
Oh my gosh, be careful.
Shirt jacket.
Careful what you're saying here.
Yeah. I, you know, fashion to me,
lately.
Oh boy, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Then we'll take a break.
No. Let me hear. Let me hear what you got to say.
Fashion to me lately has just been, I've upped my fashion a bit. It's gotten a little bit better, but like, it really doesn't matter to, I don't know.
It does. It
does
actually
it?
Does.
What
yeah.
Does, how does it make me less money? How does it make me get
that's
more?
That's a proven fact.
More
by
friends.
The way. It's a proven fact. They've done scientific studies about the better looking you are, the
that's
more money you make.
That's a crock of crap.
They've done the studies. There's evidence. That's evidence based. Plus, I will say firsthand, I notice a difference because back in the day when I first started, when I was 19 years old, you were dressed to the nines. You loved shopping. You were all about fashion.
Yes.
Okay. Then you hit your point where it was like we weren't sure what was happening to you. And that is when people were picking on you left and right and center. Like you were like the butt of every joke.
Like what
and
do you mean?
Now
why?
You're
why?
Ramping.
Wait. Why?
You because there was a lot to make fun of.
There was a hole here. Are you talking about my fashion?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What do you think we're talking about? Yes, follow me. Now you're on your upswing again, and now nobody's making fun of you anymore because now you're like, oh, he's put together. He's got his you command attention.
So we just wasted 2 minutes, and to completely did not dissolve the argument that I am not making any less money because I'm dressing better or worse. It doesn't affect anything in your life.
Okay.
It really doesn't.
Fine. Don't wear socks and sandals. Sorry.
I'm not wearing socks and sandals.
Didn't mean to trigger you.
Am I going to make more money if I wear socks and sandals because it's like fashion-y?
I am saying for those people who do not like their feet, this is it, people. You rock those socks.
And check out Sandy's OnlyFans page, the foot fetish section. It is amazing.
I'm double socked right now.
At the end
I
of her toes,
always double socked.
At the end of her toe, her big toe, she puts two dots and a little smiley face, so it looks like it's a person. It's amazing. You should
watch
that.
Will be with that. We'll be taking off layers of socks, and then all of a sudden, beep.
Spisano and Sandy.
It's time for a little trip to Karen's Corner from the Buzz. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is a vent about the East Side today.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Guess who's on the phone, Sandra?
Who's on the phone?
Karen.
No, Karen? Like the Karen who wrote the rant, or your name is Karen?
No, just Karen, right, Karen? Hello, Karen. Karen, testing 1, 2. Wait, hello?
Hello.
You okay? There you are.
There you
oh,
are.
My God.
Ooh, Karen, we thought we lost you.
Karen, you scared me for a second. All right. So we got Karen on the phone for Karen's Corner for a pair of Chicago tickets at CMAC coming up on the 26th.
Now listen carefully to this rant because you have to decide if the majority of people backed up today's Karen or not. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm
today's
ready.
Today's Karen wrote, is there something in the air on 590? Every single day, regardless of the time, 590 is essentially stopped for traffic. Can people not merge efficiently anymore? Why are people going 55 in the left lane when they clearly see a massive line of cars behind them and nobody in front? All three lanes are lit up with brake lights pretty much constantly. I just want to get to work. Curse word.
Oh.
Crying emoji.
Oh.
Also, stop using your damn phone while you're driving.
Oh.
And using your blinker is free. So, for today's rant, what's your take? How do you personally feel about
how do you feel about the rant? Yeah, how do you feel about that rant?
Well, to be honest, that sounds like it would be me writing something like that because I feel the exact same way.
That's amazing. You know, I think it's a good rant, and I do see it on occasion, and I'm on 590 a lot. But it's not constant like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't drive rush hour. You little snob.
Excuse me. I'm not talking about when I'm going to work or not. I don't take 590 going to work or not.
Yeah, but this Karen is complaining about going to work. Your traffic going to work is nothing. Way to rub it in.
Hey, guess what? My traffic going to work is scary prostitutes and crack people coming down like Lake Avenue. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to get shot or killed.
Okay.
So it's way more dangerous in the morning.
You should post a rant. Maybe we'll
there were
read
two
it
zombies by the McDonald's this morning. It was crazy. God.
Okay, out of the 42 comments, did most people back up her rant or not? I'll give you both some time to think about it.
Okay.
Everyone else, think about it. Out of the 42 comments,
Karen,
are we backing up the Karen in today's Karen's Corner?
Are we backing up the Karen, Karen? We'll find out next on the bus.
I'm back.
All right, hold on. Stay right there. We'll do it next.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
They're over on the buzz now, and honestly, still the exact same two people. Nothing's changed, and I love that.
I won tickets to the Monster Ball, and Scott and Sandy showed up as Run DMC. Like, both of them. I couldn't believe it. It was great.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Sandy and Sandy back with Karen and Karen's Corner on 98.9 The Buzz. Hello there, Karen.
Hello.
She is not the Karen. Are you offended by this, by the way, this feature that we do?
Hey, no, well, right?
I could rename
maybe
it.
Maybe a little.
But it's okay. Not.
I'll rename it for you.
Can we rename it somebody else's name maybe for a little while?
Okay. Give me the today first name. The first name of someone you hate.
Oh, jeez. No, I can't do that.
Jeez?
She doesn't sound like she hates anyone.
I know.
Okay, today in Scott's Corner.
There you go.
Scott is ranting about 590. She just wants to get the bleep to work, people. Every single day, regardless of the time, 590 is essentially stopped at traffic, she said, for traffic. Uh-huh. Can people not merge efficiently anymore? Why are people going 55 in the left lane when they clearly see a massive line of cars behind them and nobody in front? All three lanes are lit up with brake lights pretty much constantly.
What was the best line in it was your blinker, using a blinker is free.
Yes, that was that was her mic drop moment. Okay, so out of the 42 comments that came in, did most people back up her rant or not? Karen, what do you think? You go first.
I'm going to say they backed her up because I think the world is just really impatient right now. So I'm going to say that they backed her up.
And I'm going to say that they didn't back her up, just to give it some context here, because it doesn't matter if it's 590 or 490 or 390. It's all the same.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're both locking in your votes?
Final answer, Karen?
Locking it in.
Okay.
Out of the 42 comments, most people did back up today's Scott. I mean, we renamed it. Today's Scott. It was pretty close, though.
Really?
Just a few comments pushed it over the edge.
That's funny. I love
besting
it.
Comments. One that was against her made a good point. Mm. Imagine complaining about people not following the law and then complaining that you can't break the law in the very next sentence. The lack of awareness is real. Because the speed limit is 55 and she's bitching about people going 55.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
But still, the majority of comments agreed with her 590 frustrations. Yes, Rochester drivers would rather cause an accident than let someone move over.
True. True of that.
True.
And this one, I don't know if you guys will take offense to.
What?
Driving will continue to get worse until the boomers die out.
Yeah. There you go.
What?
Well, at least there won't be any 55s in the left lane after all the boomers are gone. I'm going to be honest. It's not the boomers, man.
I didn't think so either.
It's the young kids that are going 90. I've never seen, ever since COVID, people just got crazy driving. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, just for putting up with us, Karen, and for letting us call Karen's Corner, Karen's Corner, we're going to get you and the first call through and the only call. So you got tickets to CMAC going to see Chicago on Friday, June 26th, courtesy of the Bowery Presents.
Excited.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Very excited.
They're going to perform the Tommy from the Rock song personally for you. All right, you're all set. Congratulations. Thanks for playing along with us. Thanks for being a great Buzz fan. Okay.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye. No, you say bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
It's how my Italian relatives say bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye. 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 Okay. Bye.
Bye. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Love you.
I love you. Bye. 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 Let's see. Have a good one. Bye.
She didn't say love you back. Hold on a second, Karen.
Well, because we call it Karen's Corner, that's why.
All right, Upper Monroe Avenue, that little neighborhood around there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody left something out on the sidewalk that grabbed a lot of attention. But good attention, I'll say.
Good attention.
Good attention.
We'll get to that next on The Buzz. Keep it right there and find out what it is.
98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, look at this. We got a nice, bright, sunny morning again on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Sunshine, 86. Thunderstorm maybe this afternoon. Probably on the way home. Maybe after 5, maybe. But anyways, 712 on The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, 66 degrees. Hello, you.
So there was something left on the sidewalk in the Upper Monroe neighborhood. One of those neighborhoods around there. And it was like they just left it there for everybody. A little present for everyone to enjoy.
Oh, like a present that a dog leaves?
Yeah, I knew you were going to go there. No, this is a sweet present. Someone put out a little bag of chalk.
Oh, cool.
Where people could use to draw on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's cool. Love that.
It is the coolest. Someone posted about it, and I was like, oh, my gosh. So you see this little Ziploc bag? It's full of, like, chalk and then a little note on it. I don't know what the note says, but I could only assume it's like, you know, whatever. Enjoy. Draw a piece of artwork. So, you know, everybody's drawing the beautiful, you know, love is all you need or whatever. Inside. I was like, oh, my God, that is so cool. That just totally, like, I don't know, made me in such a good mood. Just thinking about the idea of chalking on the sidewalk. Without a doubt, it brings a smile to your face, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You kidding me? This is my world right now. Do you have a sidewalk? I don't have a sidewalk, but I have a driveway. Do you have a sidewalk?
Oh, that's right. You're East Side. You don't have a sidewalk.
Do you have a sidewalk?
Yes,
you should do that.
I
you should
do.
Put a bag of chalk out and see what happens.
I should. You know, when my daughter, my older daughter and I went for a walk yesterday, there is, I don't know who this cute little adorable moochie is, but there is a long stretch of sidewalk where she drew on every single section of the sidewalk.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Like just the cutest little faces. And then she did a hopscotch. So my daughter and I did the hopscotch. Can't just walk over a hopscotch board. You have to hopscotch over. Right.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm this 50-year-old woman hopscotching.
My daughter.
Someone's ring cam.
My daughter had their dance recital, and I bought her flowers, and then her aunt bought her a little gift bag, and it had all kinds of chalk stuff in it.
Aww.
Do you realize what level of technology we're at chalk drawings now?
They have
instead of just big sidewalk chalk, they have spray bottles with chalk dust in it, and you put water in it, and then you squirt like you're doing Windex, and you can squirt on top of like little, templates? Templates,
like stencils?
Yeah, stencils, that's the word for it. Yeah, so we were doing owls. We did a whole tree full of owls. We drew a tree. We did a bunch of owls. Then that was like dollar store thing, so broke. So my wife yesterday brings home a giant gift bag full of more chalk stuff. Ready for this? Picture maybe 2 foot tall replica of a paintbrush, and the head of the paintbrush looks like, you know, like the cover of a microphone. It's like foam. And inside that, you squirt the chalk paint up in it, and then you draw it looks like a paintbrush foam rubber head, and we're out there spelling names.
Okay,
we're having the best time.
As cool as that sounds, it really doesn't. It doesn't make me smile as much as good old just piece of chalk to the chalk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if I don't know if we need to evolve it. I don't think we do. The joy of actually getting your hands all full of chalk.
Uh-huh.
And a message just came in on 98.9 The Buzz. Mm-hmm. My neighbor yelled at my kids for chalking on, quote, her sidewalk.
What?
What does that mean?
Stop it, Karen.
Do you set anyone 818-2899? Aw, that's a cool picture.
It's a rocket ship, but look at the rocket ship that she drew.
Which one is? Aww.
No, the other one? HR got called on that one. It was quite a rocket ship.
Does anyone have that where your neighbor, like if you have sidewalks,
mm-hmm.
do you stop at a certain point or do you let them go? Like the kid that I saw like in my neighborhood,
yeah.
I mean, she went from house to house to house. It was like four houses of a stretch of sidewalk that she chalked.
Yeah.
Do neighbors really yell, or is this like...
You know what? I would egg their house, because that sidewalk is not their property. It's the town's property.
It's in front of your house.
Yep.
Are you that OCD
when
you don't want the kids chalking in front of your house?
Yeah. Well, I hope you die a miserable death,
man. Wow. Is that like playing soccer in the neighbor's yard? Is this the same kind of thing?
No, it's totally different. It's their property. Sidewalk is town, village, whatever.
I know technically it's the town, but if it's in front of your driveway, it's in front of your house. You have to take care of it. You take care of that part of the sidewalk, as far as edging around it and whatever.
Are you trying to for this lady? She's totally wrong.
No,
morally,
not backing her up. That's
good.
Totally crazy, insane.
Don't you
but
back
I wasn't
up to
sure.
Karen.
Maybe some HOAs. There's HOAs in Rochester.
Do you know anybody who's in a HOA?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Victor,
I don't know
I do.
Anyone. Really?
Are all it's those... a beautiful neighborhood, but I wonder if they have that kind of rule. I don't know.
Are all those things true? You always see these horror stories about, you know, whatever his name is at the,
he
at the
said
meeting.
He said that there are certain rules. Like, they have to adhere to whatever. I forgot what the crazy rules are, but...
Do they
I
get,
don't know
like,
if chalking is on.
They get like slammed for like not parking too far up in the driveway or not far enough in the driveway. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would never do an HOA. I would never live
Anyhow,
in an area that had that.
If you crave chalking, if you want to see some beautiful chalk art, go to the Upper Monroe area, that neighborhood over there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Go check it out. And why don't you do that? Spread a little love in your neighborhood. Put a chalk and a little sign out. That's a great little project for the kids for the summer. You know how they have like little mini libraries where you take a book, you know, read a book. Yeah. Now you have a little chalk area. I love it. It's coming up on 16 after the hour of 7 o'clock here, and the Jerker Justified's coming up in just a few minutes.
Yeah, I saw this post, and it was like, you give me the ick if, and it listed all these things. And I got to tell you, out of the five things, I do three of them.
Really?
But the one thing, I was like, oh, no.
She held up four fingers.
No, I did I?
Yeah, out of the five things, I do three of them.
I do three. Okay, anyhow, here's a finger for you.
Oh, I see.
This one I want to call out.
All right.
I did not realize this was a pet peeve. I'll just say it's leaving a message for somebody.
Oh.
And then I'll give you the detail more about it, and we'll see how many of us do this.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
It's the ultimate judgment zone. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
More fun than MMA. On 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, I saw this post and it said, you give me the ick if you, and there was a bunch of slides of things that people do that gives this person the ick. Now, there were several things listed, but one that I am very guilty of, and now I'm wondering if this is a universal pet peeve. Jerk or Justified, the person who leaves the long voice memos. Just say that. Did I trigger anybody? Who in your life is that person who leaves the long voice memos? And if that is you, apparently that gives people the ick.
Let's extend it to voice memos or voicemails. It's different.
Okay. Voice memos are different than voicemails.
Okay.
Do you leave voicemails?
I don't leave voice memos.
When was the last time you left?
I don't leave voice memos.
Oh, you don't do the voice memo thing?
I don't think a lot of people do they?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah, don't they? It's so much easier.
I never get any. Thank God.
I'm going to start leaving you voice
memos.
Don't
you dare. I won't listen to them.
There is a group of people, age group, that don't participate in the voice memos. Maybe you're in that
old
group.
Guys like me.
Well, because older, they do. And they definitely do the talk to text or voice memos. Like my mother, she leaves like 5-minute voice memos.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, they're long. Oh, yeah. Moms are very long. So maybe I blame her. Maybe it's a genetic thing.
Yeah, I don't know. You're kind of wordy.
Instead of talking. Wait, I'm trying to pull up mom's last voice message. How long was it? Instead of like calling you, because I know a lot of people don't want to do that, but be bothered with that. I'll leave a voice memo.
What do you say? It's one way conversation.
Well, it's so much easier than texting. Sometimes things get lost in translation. I like to add my inflection to my text.
I see.
I'll voice memo it to you.
Okay. Is it jerk or justified to leave a too long voice memo?
Yeah, what's too long?
31 seconds. Anything over 30 seconds is way, way too long.
Oh, 30 seconds you're giving it?
That's a long time.
818-2899. You can leave us a message on socials, 98.9 The Buzz, or on the free Odyssey app. There's a way you can leave us a voice message, too.
Let's go to the calls. 818-2899, as we said. Here we go. Hey, good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
It is totally justified. Long as the message as you want, because they're not answering their phone, so they're going to get the whole thing. I am known for leaving the most longest and obnoxious messages. Like, I'll even critique your greeting. I'll be like, okay, listen, I just think that maybe you should know that it's not necessarily a tone, it's more of a beep. So you shouldn't say leave your message at the tone, it's a beep.
Oh my god, I love you.
I am all over it.
My mom, me, we are the I guess we're the age group of the group.
Yeah, you got to. Listen, if they're not going to answer the phone anymore, they're going to have to listen to me.
Because
even voice to text sucks. It never does it right.
No, it doesn't.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't. Yeah, no. I'm leaving a message and you're going to listen.
I love it. Yeah. Driving, that's when I bang out all my messages. Like, you know, just, yeah.
Isn't
push
that
the button
exactly.
and just talk.
Isn't that distracted yep. driving?
No, I'm just talking.
Hands free.
Okay. So I'm going to try to figure out you saying justified. Is that it?
Justified.
Justified. Okay, Trish, thank you.
Bye.
You're something else. I love it. God.
There's a message that came in, justified. Sometimes there's a lot to explain, and texting it all out would take forever. If I'm sending a voice memo, I'm making sure nothing gets misunderstood. Yes, I agree.
Too
That's
long.
Exactly why I do it.
Too long. From the free Odyssey app, a voice memo came in. This is Abby.
I feel like this one's worthy of a voice message. Okay, I'm not innocent. Like, I've definitely sent, like, a couple-minute long voice memo before. But I am going to say jerk because I have someone who sends me Snapchat videos that are, like, minutes upon minutes long just ranting about things. And she's just so negative that I just leave them. I leave them for weeks on end. And then I just tap through them all. And I don't listen to a single thing she said because it's just too much. Just way too much. And I have another friend who once sent me a 20-minute long video of her just talking.
Uh-huh.
And then expected me to respond to every single point she made. That's too much. I can't do that. I really can't. Like, I'll send, like, a 2 to 3 minute story time to, like, one of my friends maybe once a week. But that, whoa, way too much.
Wow. That was over 30 seconds. Abby.
Abby! I liked Abby's message. Like, I feel like I know Abby.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I can totally say justified on voicemails and voice memos because if you have the train of thought in your head, you're leaving it for somebody as long as it's pertaining to something and not going off on tangents.
Yes. Okay.
But to the point, you're like, hey, I'm calling or I'm leaving a memo because X, Y, Z. Try to, you know, you wrap it up, but then it's annoying when people don't listen to it, and you're like, but I explained it in the memo, and then we wouldn't have to have this conversation.
Yes!
Oh, man.
You know who we should put on trial is the person who doesn't listen to the entire thing.
Yes! Yes! Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love it. Wait, you lost Scott. He's like, he's doing something else.
No, I'm in ADHD heaven right now, thinking the reason I don't leave them is because I would go off on 17 tangents.
Yeah, you would. You
I'm doing you a
would.
Favor by not leaving you a voice memo.
I also have ADHD, so therefore, like, I want to get it out because I'm going to, like, if I don't leave the message now.
Yeah.
You're going to ask me later and be like, well, what did you call about? Because I didn't leave the message. I'm like, I don't know.
I do not remember.
That's
so
what
true.
I tell Scott every morning. I'm like, listen, once it comes out of my mouth, now I'm taking it out of my head. So you better act on whatever I just said because I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
We're done here.
You need to move to the front of the line.
So you call it
justified.
The verdict is.
Thank you.
Justified.
Justified. Justified means justified.
Oh, the world is going to hell.
Justified. Justified means justified.
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Is it not a guy thing?
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
That it's a girl thing?
Trying to say that girls have more to say? We do have more to say. We got more on our minds. We got more things to do. He's not listening again. Again, like three times you've spaced out in this conversation.
I'm editing myself.
Spisano and Sandy.
Hey, guess what? It's summer! Gah! And it's not even summer! 79 to Buzz, Pizzetta and Sandy, 88 today in the 80s every single day this week. Can you believe it? 79 to Buzz.
Okay, that is one thing that European shock, culture shock, is the humidity. Did you see all those posts from the European fans, soccer fans, because they're in, like, in America for the World Cup, right?
Right, yeah, right.
And a lot of Europeans are like, oh my God, I can't deal with this humidity.
It's not humid till tonight. None of them in Rochester. It's been beautiful. We will have the humidity to overnight the and
running
the rest of the week.
Joke now on social about European fans here for the World Cup is so funny. Has this hit your algorithm yet? Oh, my God.
What?
They think, okay, so Europeans, you know how they can walk everywhere, right?
Yeah,
Europeans
just walk
everywhere. Yep. So they're like, yeah, you know what? It's only a 10-mile walk to MetLife Stadium.
What?
We're fine. We got it. We're not fat like Americans. You know how they think we're all fat.
Wait,
and just
10
out of
miles? It's nothing to walk 10 miles if you're European?
If you're European, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, it's a 5-mile walk, 10-mile walk, whatever. They just, you know, don't latch onto that number.
Okay,
it's more of the idea of like, yeah, it's walkable for me because I'm European. I'm not like a lazy, fat American like they think we are.
Walkable and then, for us is like maybe at the end of the block. But walkable for them is like, wah.
So they are like, okay, that's walkable, MetLife Stadium. I can see it from my hotel room. Little do they know there's freaking I-95 right there. Like they that's like gotta be the number one meme is that right there. Is the whole I can walk and then there's like a highway and, you know, whatever else is in the way. It's like it's so good. You haven't seen any of these?
No,
oh my God.
No. Maybe it's because I someone has to convince me why I should even be interested in the World Cup. Maybe that's why my algorithm knows that, you know, convince me.
Well, wasn't there anything, because you've been in other countries before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was that culture shock moment?
All right. I've got a couple of them. Had the fortunate circumstance to go to the Ukraine. And at every meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, a bottle of water, you know, like a tall bottle, like, you know, like, it looks like a champagne bottle, tall bottle of water.
Okay.
A bottle of vodka.
What?
And a bottle
breakfast?
And a bottle of cognac. Absolutely. Every freaking meal.
Are you kidding me?
Every meal. And I was lucky enough to get some fresh squeezed orange juice because it was kind of rare. So I put the vodka in it. Happy breakfast.
Is that like an adult breakfast? Or is like it's on the table,
no, it's
family
on the table.
No matter what.
Family table.
No matter who's sitting at the table.
And whether
that's
whether it's at the hotel or someone's house. We went to a couple people's
I don't know
houses.
If anyone else has a story. Another thing that a lot of these European fans that are in America for the World Cup, they are like expecting to go to the pubs before the game and then walk over to the game. That's not how we do it. Like, everyone's like, well, yeah, you're gonna soon realize that the party is in the parking lot. Which the parking lot is bigger than some of the countries that you live in.
There is a line of pubs behind Fenway Park in Boston.
Yeah,
they're legendary. Another one, I get a good one. If you want to order a cheeseburger in Jamaica, 45 minutes easily takes 45 minutes.
No matter where you are. Well, aren't they just slow paced, like slower paced?
Oh yeah,
in Jamaica,
way relaxed. Don't.
I mean, European
anything.
Is slower. Is it even more slow in Jamaica?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Everybody just hangs. They walk slower. They don't talk slower, but everything is just slow down, cool down the pace.
How long does it take to acclimate to that?
Like,
forget about the time change when you're traveling outside of the U.S. That right there, just the pace of everything.
It makes you realize how zamped up we are, you know, how fast everything has to happen in our lives, or we get nervous.
Yeah.
So true.
So there you go. Welcome, Europeans. The train station is not next to the stadium. The parking lot is bigger than some European countries. Americans arrive 4 hours early just to eat hot dogs beside their car. Walking distance and visible from here are two completely different things.
USA plays Friday 9 o'clock.
And, that's right.
Yeah, and I think up in Toronto.
Spisano and Sandy.
You're going to a high school graduation. How much money do you put in the card? Come on. What's your first thought? 818-2899.
$50.
$50 is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Family is?
$50.
Even for family?
$50.
No, come on. Family's different than friends.
My wife would give $100, but I would give $50 if I had my druthers. Everybody gets $50. And I'm with you.
I said $50 in the meeting.
Yeah.
In our programming meeting where we all get together. You know, here at Odyssey, we all love each other.
Yeah, we all share each other's, we steal each other's ideas. It's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, whatever. But anyhow, so in the meeting, I brought it up. Yeah, $50. Because we were talking about it. It's graduation. What are we putting in the card? And then
bucks.
I'm like, $50. And they're all, they like, the room went dead silent. And they're like, okay. 50? And I'm like, wait. They're like, yeah, you haven't been to a graduation party in a while.
That's not true. $50. What they're doing it to mess with you. They had to have been.
I don't know.
What,
I mean,
what were they saying?
They were saying at least 100.
Mm.
At least. And then if it's family, even more.
Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Hey, Scott. It's Tony.
Oh, hi, Tony. What's up?
Are you doing the how much money do you put in?
Yeah.
Yeah,
No, we're doing it right now.
All right. 50 for friends, 100 for family.
I can see 100 for family, but 50 for people that you know.
Okay, so now we're talking high school graduation. Does it change with college?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's the increment?
200 for family.
What?
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Yeah. And how much for friends?
100 for friends.
Oh, man, that's
you know
a
what?
Lot of money.
Am I a bad person? I've never given a graduation gift.
Well, your wife probably does.
I'm sorry, a college graduation.
And listen to this message that just came in on Instagram.
What?
My sister's kid is such a spoiled brat. She doesn't engage with the family. She walks in like she's superior. I want to give her only $50, but my husband won't let me.
Wow.
So would anyone admit they base it on how likable the kid is?
You know what I've done? I've done it based on how many people are giving.
But wait, stop. Wait, hang on a second. Don't brush over this, how likable the kid is. Because that's a very... She only wants to give her sister's kid, which is her niece, by the way. She did write it as my niece. She wrote my sister's kid. All because she's entitled, she wants to drop the value. Do you agree with that or not?
Yeah,
I agree too, because it's like I think we all do it subconsciously too, how much we like the people, you know what I mean? No?
I don't know.
I think we do. Thanks, Taylor. See you later.
Elizabeth just messaged us. It's called inflation, because when I was a kid, if you got half a dollar for one of your teeth, here we go, Elizabeth. You're going old.
Hi, the boys. Good morning.
No?
Hello?
Yeah, that's you. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I think that college, when you have a college graduation party, I don't think you should have a college graduation party. I think high school.
Yeah.
Not college.
Yeah, I agree.
That's probably why you don't remember giving a gift.
I know, right?
Yeah, not a college one.
So
I've never heard of that before.
Would you admit to giving the dollar amount based on how likable the kid is?
No, I think 50 standard for the friends, and I agree with that, and 100 for the family members.
Can you imagine getting $49.75?
You're
kind of a
I'm keeping this quarter because you're such a brat.
Hi, Mom. Aunt Mary gave us $29.99 for my graduation. Does it mean something? Is there a message there?
That's funny.
All right.
How many graduation parties do you have? Do you have a lot this year?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I've been through that route where I had a dozen every year for quite a while, but I don't think I have any this year, so I'm good.
I think so, too. I don't think I have any.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day, guys.
Okay, love you.
You, too.
Wow. So I think you stand firm on that $50.
Well, no. I mean, that's what everyone called in and said, $50.
Yeah,
so,
stand firm on it. Yeah, you're not crazy. Well, you are, but not in this thing.
I'm not the cheapo. Thank yous. Okay, coming up in about 10 minutes. This is wild what these people found in their grandparents' house.
Oh, I love these stories.
Yeah. That's all I'll give
you. Okay, we'll get in a few minutes on the Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
It's not necessarily what they found in their grandparents' house, but it's the idea that they want to sell it.
Oh, okay. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Fizzano and Sandy. I like these stories where they, you know, you see them on social where people are going through stuff and grandpa hid $1 million in the wall and stuff like that. This isn't one of those?
No, this isn't. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth $1 million, and that's what the question here. But this one hit close to home for me personally, and I know there's so many of us who have been through something like this where you have to clean out a parent's house or a grandparent's house, and then what do you do? So I saw this post, cleaning out my grandparents' house, and we found a bunch of black and white pictures from around 1900 and a whole lot from 1940 to 1960. Was told that they might be worth something. Anybody know? And I'm like, what? Don't sell those pictures. That's your family history. I don't care how much money. I was so bummed by that.
I know. I have. You're talking to the wrong person. I don't throw anything away because I can't remember things when I. That's why I save things. That's my memory. That's my external memory.
Would it crush you if you found, like, and you do see those at, like, the vintage stores or whatever. You'll see these old photographs of these people and these families. And I always wondered that. I'm like, how did it get here?
Yeah.
Like, this is somebody's family. This was hanging on someone's mantle. And now all of a sudden it was sold for how much?
I know, right? It can't be worth a lot of money, especially somebody else. You know, it's like, if it was a famous person, that's one thing, but... Nah, I get
would you
that.
Sell it if you found like old pictures? Would you sell it if you knew they were worth, I don't know, how much do you even think it's worth? Thousands? What are we talking?
No.
Not worth it for 20s.
It's not. And I would never sell family pictures.
My mom, this is a heartbreaking story, but so she has a house in Italy, and it's one of those situations. If you have family who lives in Italy, you know how this goes, right? The house has been passed down from generation to generation to generation.
Now, is this, this is kind of like an apartment kind of house, or is it like with the big spiny tall trees and up in the countryside on a hill?
No, it's not like a
villa.
No, it's not a villa. Oh, okay. It's just like it's a house. It's not an apartment, but it's a house.
Right.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
So they're like tall and narrow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So she just, uncontrollable circumstances. She's brokenhearted. She has to sell the house. Yeah. It's devastating. This has been in her family since the beginning of time. Like, this is so much rich history. This is the house that she grew up in.
Oh, wow.
Heartbreaking that she has to sell it because the neighbors are horrible. But anyhow.
Yeah.
So all this stuff in the house, I'm like, Ma, what are you going to do with all that stuff? This is like, you know, like fine china to just tablecloths to handmade, like everything in her lifetime. This is her childhood and her parents' history in this house.
It's like a time capsule.
I go, we have to bring all that home.
Right.
And she's like, how are we going to do that? I go, people do it probably all the time. So I found this company, this moving company. They're great. And they're like, yeah, we'll ship it over. Now it's going to cost a lot of money. It's like anywhere from $6,000 to $11,000.
Oh my God.
Depending on what I actually want to bring over.
Oh my God. Are you going to go over there and just hand pick the stuff, or are you just going to just clear the whole joint out and send it here?
Here's the thing. Not furniture, because furniture will cost even more. So unfortunately, that antique furniture has to stay back, and that breaks my heart.
Ooh.
But all the other stuff that I can physically move. But I am in like a financial pinch right now because I have like a roof that I need. My roof started to leak, so I need a new roof.
Oh, God.
My husband's car broke down. It flatlined, so now we need a new vehicle. Like, we are like kind of financially strained at the moment.
Yeah.
And you know I don't like that feeling. So my mom's like, well, maybe your sisters will pitch in for it.
Okay.
I go, of course. Yes, this is for Mom. I'm doing this for Mom's history. She's already crushed about the house.
Yeah, you got two sisters, so you split it three ways.
They do not want any part of this.
No.
I'm like, why not? This is for Mom. They're like, where are you going to put all that stuff? I go, I don't know. I really don't know where I'm going to put all this stuff because my house is not even big. But I'm like, just...
So do they want any of this stuff?
I mean, they're not going to have any. If I'm paying for all of it to ship here.
Oh, you're not going to give it to them? Any of it?
Absolutely not. If I get to drop $11,000 when financially I'm not ready for it, I'm not sharing any of this stuff. Now, where am I putting this stuff? I have no idea. But it's just crushing how people just, I don't know, maybe I'm a sap with history and family history, but.
You are going to cause more problems than
I probably
solutions.
Will.
Because you don't have a what was that what was her name the organization lady, the Asian woman who was Marie
Kondo.
Okay, anyway,
something like that.
I would try to channel some of her vibe and just get a few select pieces that
you
might mean something
to
your mom.
House is like,
you can't bring the whole house over though.
I have to, and it's valuable stuff. I don't want some rando getting my mom's fine china from when she was a child.
Are you ever going to sell it?
Not that I'm ever going to sell. No, I would never sell it because that would be rude. I find that to be rude. So it's just going to sit in a pile somewhere in this house where my husband won't be annoyed by it. I don't even know.
You know what? To be honest with you, when my mom passed and my great aunt passed and my grandmother, I have my grandmother's china and my mom's stuff, and
it's just sitting
in a Tupperware. What do you do with it? We don't even have room to display it. So some of it comes out. Mostly my mom's stuff comes out in the on the holidays.
But there was a lot of stuff. If you're talking aunt, grandma, and your mom, did your brother evenly want to help contribute to the cost that it
took? It didn't cost anything.
To move it, you got to.
No, it didn't. We didn't pay for anybody.
Well, you're lucky.
I mean, see, here's the thing: you're strapped, or you're financially whacked by this, and now when it gets over to this side of the ocean, now you're going to cause a rift between your sisters.
Absolutely,
I know. Oh, you can't wait. Obviously,
no, I don't. I this breaks my heart, but I have to do it for mom. But it crushes me, and I know there's other people who have been through this. That I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beginning chapters of Revenge of the Middle Child.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
She was a overlooked, meek, mild-mannered middle child.
Yeah.
Until she found the opportunity, she waited 50 years to get everybody back.
Oh my God, that sounds so cruel.
And it begins.
They just don't want it. That's fine. I'll have it all.
Check out GoFundMe.com/middlechildrevenge and you can donate to Sandra's cause.
No, it's not middle child revenge. It'll turn into middle child hoarder because now my house is going to be stuffed to the brim.
Godspeed on that one. Keep us surprised. Anyway, it's a commercial free 98 coming up at the top of the hour. You're just in a few minutes here at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, if you miss anything from the show, you can always go to the podcast, Bizzano and Sandy, or The Breakfast Buzz, however you want to find your podcast. It is time to say, we out.
We out. Oh, I'm sorry, I was just staring outside. That's all.
You want to get out.
We out. All right, see you. Bye, everybody.
Bye, babies.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Bizzano and Sandy. You're the best.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.